Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Satisfied.
to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory and satisfy. To see you glorified. Oh, dear Lord, I ask you to take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. That the name of Jesus alone be lifted high.
Face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here. And speak in his language tonight. We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels. Keep playing. She can sing this song with me. never rehearsed this one. This was not part of the plan. I just felt a song was bubbling in my spirit. Can you get her a microphone?
Hallelujah. Iria kuria musuduria kuria masitiria kuya masitiria kuria masi haluru masuturi kuya mukuya nisitiria hauria nikia mukuya masanduria kuria si kuria masitiria kuria masandidididi buria makuria masandidide kuya mukuya nasan uria mo kuria musuturia kuru musitiria karama Karama sederia kuye mokoye masederia kurumo sederia ko. Huria mo suturia kurumo sederia kurumasi. Huria mukuria masederia kurumo suturia karamasi. Huria nakaria sidiria kuria mokoya nakaya masederia kurumo sederia kuye makaya sederia ko. Huria kaya masandirie. Huria karama sederia kuria musu do kariase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiply unto each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus throughout this day and morning glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Bruaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fill this place. Holy Spirit, fill this. Holy Spirit, fill this place. Holy Spirit, fill place. Holy Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Spirit of the living God, come like a rushing mighty wind. The atmosphere in the radio block, the atmosphere on the prayer line. Holy Spirit, come as a rushing wind. Fill this place, our homes, our houses, where we are in, our physical environment. Just like you did on the day of Pentecost. Fill this place. Fill our dwelling places, Holy Ghost. Fill our places, our homes, our dwelling places. Holy Spirit, come like a rushing wind. Fill the prayer line. Fill, Holy Ghost, fill our dwelling places. Holy Spirit, fill this place. And Holy Ghost, as you fill our dwelling place, fill this radio and prayer line, Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Holy Ghost. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Come upon each and every one here this morning. Holy Ghost, especially those who have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill our dwelling places. Fill this radio. Fill the prayer line. Come like a rushing wind. Fill the prayer line. Fill the radio. fill our dwelling places. Fill us, Holy Ghost. Fill each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. And stir up the living God. Descend upon us as a dove and lightning. As you fill us up, let the fire of God, the Spirit of Almighty God, descend upon us as a dove to anything without you, Holy Spirit. We need you every step of the way. So, Spirit of the living God, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to fill, come like a rushing wind, fill our dwelling places, fill this prayer line, fill the radio, fill our spiritual body in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come upon us. And there appear unto them glowing tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Father God, I pray this morning that the Holy Ghost rest upon each and every one, glowing tongues as fire, and sit upon each and everyone here this morning, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So, Lord, it is my honest prayer this morning that those that have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost by evidence of speaking in tongues, let the Holy Spirit come upon them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, as the Holy Ghost come upon them like cloven tongues, like as a fire, that is everyone who has not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, with evidence of speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, those that already have the experience of baptismal of the Holy Spirit, we pray for refilling to an overflow, a reef in the name of Jesus, a refilling in the name of Jesus, a refilling in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Holy Ghost, thank you. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwell with you, and he shall be in you. The Holy Spirit dwell with you as when you receive Christ as your Savior, and he is in you, and he shall be in you. When you receive Christ, he dwell with you, and he shall what? Be in you. If you have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, you need to come to the next level. And that is, he needs to come upon you just like he came upon Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus had the Holy Spirit with him. The Holy Spirit in him. And then the third dimension, the Holy Spirit upon him. It is the upon experience that you need to receive in the name of Jesus. If you have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, you need to receive the gift of upon you. Rest upon you like cloven tongues. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, this takes you on another level, another dimension, the highest, one of the highest dimensions of the Spirit. He is in you. He is with you. But he needs for those who have not received. And those who have received, let the Spirit of the Lord fill you to an overflowing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Lord, I pray that you will open our eyes to receive spiritually what you're speaking. We are in the last days, O God. And Almighty God, everyone under the sound of my voice, they need to experience the third dimension of the Holy Spirit. Third dimension that Jesus spoke about in the book of Acts. He said, sit here until you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. They sat together in one accord, including Mary, Jesus' mother, his brothers and his sisters in the upper room. And there was the sound of a rushing wind. The rushing wind came and filled the house, which is the Holy Ghost. And after the filled the house, he sat upon each and every one of them, and they received the upon experience. That dimension that empowered the disciples to work signs and wonders. That dimension that gave them utterance and revelation, that they had an understanding and empower them. Father God, we are no different than Jesus Christ. Jesus had the Spirit with him and in him, but he could not move in ministry to the next level until the Spirit of God descended upon him as John the Baptist baptized him. Spirit of the Lord descended upon him as a dove. And God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Father, we thank you for this beautiful and wonderful morning. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you that you are always with us. You've never left us. We praise you that you woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. So, Father, we adore you. We worship you. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our nieces and nephews. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we bless you. Almighty God, we come to the throne of grace. And we ask you, oh God, for your mercy. Your mercy is anew every morning. Have mercy, oh God, upon each and every one of us this morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces and our nephews, our sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Husbands and wives, have mercy upon our mothers, O God, our fathers, O God, those that are alive. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways. Disciples say, the blood of Jesus over this radio, over the top prayer line. The blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our physical homes. We apply the blood of Jesus to the windows, O God. We apply the blood of Jesus, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus flush of everything that is not holy, that is not of God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse and purify us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And so we thank you for the redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all the works of our hands. Father God, we thank you for the blood. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and be the glory within us, O God. We ask you, Almighty God, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us in the name of Jesus. We need divine angelic assistance in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, breathe your breath in each and every one of us in our spiritual bodies. Breathe in us, O God. We receive it, we receive it, we receive your breath in the name of Jesus. We inhale your breath. Inhale the breath of God. He's right there with you. Inhale his breath. Breathe in. Breathe in the breath of God, everyone under the sound of my voice. If you're here this morning, breathe in. Breathe in. He has released his breath. Breathe it in. Breathe the breath of Almighty God. Breathe in it. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in the name of Jesus. And Almighty God, we give you honor. Almighty God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God of the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Father, this morning, as I bring your word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. Jesus. And none of me. Let the word come forth and the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do not let me speak in human wisdom, human tongue, but let me speak in godly wisdom. Let me speak in the Holy Ghost and the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Turn this word this morning into a rhema word. Spirit of the living God, move upon the words. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. We say good morning to you. Mark 14:3-9. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, this is Jesus, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there was some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste? It might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She has done what she could. She is come beforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. Hallelujah. The word of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Being in Bethany, first of all, where is Jesus? He's in Bethany. Hallelujah. And remember, Bethany was where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived. And Jesus was a frequent visitor to their homes. Hallelujah. He was a frequent visitor. And so Jesus is in Bethany, in this home. Who's the home of a leper? And during those days, you could not come less, and you're a leper. But I want you to realize from another perspective, Jesus, he's no respecter of person. He is God. And Jesus will go to unusual places. He always sat with the wine bibbers, he sat with people who did not have money, who was not prestigious. So there's no barrier. The Bible tells us he's sitting with Simon the leper in the house. Hallelujah. When you think about Bethany, what do you think about as the place that Jesus went to visit all the time? To visit Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Hallelujah. Bethany. Bethany. Hallelujah. And so there, it was a place that Jesus was very, very comfortable visiting Mary and Martha. Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Martha preparing. He has such great hospitality in that place in Bethany. Bethany was a place that he was received. I want you to think about it. Are you willing to receive Jesus in your spiritual Bethany? Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive him? Are you ready to sit at the feet of Jesus? Are you ready to sit and hear what he's speaking to you? Hallelujah. Have you prepared for Jesus? Hallelujah. In Bethany is the resurrection. What is in your life that God plays in your life that the enemy has messed with you and is dead? And Jesus wants to resurrect those things that God has planted in you that have been dormant, that the enemy may have stolen. Lord Jesus wants to resurrect those things. It could be your finances. The enemy could have stolen your health. The enemy could have stolen your joy, whatever it is. Jesus came, hallelujah, to resurrect those things that God planted in you. In the name of Jesus. And so Bethany is a place of comfort. And Jesus, will you receive him? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Bethany. And so we look. This woman having an alabaster box of ointment came in. Well, with a box of ointment, the oil, the spikenard. She broke in every protocol to release that oil to Jesus. Now, this morning, say what is this all about, Apostle? And I'm going to give you a breakdown in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, you. So each and every one of us receive this word. Mary at Bethany. Hallelujah. That Mary had a relationship with Jesus. Mary sat at his feet many times and listened and learned from him as a teacher and her friend. You look in the book of Luke 10. She experienced it's a place, great loss. Remember when Lazarus had died, her brother. What did Jesus do? Lazarus was raised from the dead. So Mary and Martha and Lazarus had a great relationship with Jesus. She knew him. She trusted him. She saw all that he had done. Hallelujah. And she wanted to release something, a gift, releasing that oil. During those days, it took a year to even be able, years celebrate to get that oil. But what I want you to know, she gave Jesus her best. Hallelujah. Her brother Lazarus was dead. And Jesus came and resurrected Lazarus from the grave. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, God does so much for us. And this woman, Mary, knew that she wanted to give something to Jesus. You know, people, we put sometimes Jesus has done so much for us. And I feel the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But when it comes to giving him our best, we're not going to do it. We look for every excuse in the book. We not to give Jesus the best of time. The best. We don't give him any. And he's such a wonderful, he's amazing. There's a song saying, he keeps on blessing me. I know I don't deserve all the good things that he's done, but he keeps right on. He keeps right on making a way, even when we do not receive what he's done. He still come back. He said, behold, I stand at your door and knock. Revelation 3:20, if anyone hear my voice and will open the door, I will come and sup with him. Hallelujah. Then we have to be willing to receive and to have that deeper relationship and willing to give him the best. The Spirit. So when we look at Bethany and we look at the alabaster box made with clay, when they're talking about broken, we have to be able to receive and to give, we have to be broken before Almighty God. Surrender to him. Hallelujah. Release your burden. Do not come with pride and arrogance, but come in the lowliness of humility and surrender to him. You could be that alabaster box. I could be that alabaster box. A broken and a contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise. Hallelujah. The alabaster box can also symbolize giving God our best and our all. My God. This was Mary's first fruit in a way. She did not bring the least. She brought her absolute best and most expensive over a more than worthy Savior. She believed Jesus. She anointed him even before his death and burial. What lessons do you learn from Mary? Mary teach us to give the Lord our whole hearts and our whole lives. The Bible tells us in Matthew 16:24, cross and pick up your cross and to follow Jesus. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when you deny yourself and follow Jesus, this is the Bible, it's the truth. I've experienced every, you release the Jesus, you deny yourself. Mary denied herself of her most valuable possession and gave Jesus all the world has to offer. Is nothing compared to what Jesus had for you and myself. Mary loved Jesus so much that she gave all that she had. Oh, she didn't just pour out a little bit oil. Let me keep some. She anointed him. She anointed him before it. She broke that pastor box. You see, when she poured it all on him, she couldn't say, let me keep something for myself. It was broke as a broken vessel, humbled before the Lord. That alabaster box with the oil, it could have been her inheritance or anything or something that she may have been saving. But see what the Lord had done. Hallelujah. Mary, give Jesus her best. We, like Mary, can give Jesus our all. Sometimes we don't even understand. But give him your all. Rent your heart and not your garments. When we give what we can, there can be plenty who don't understand. People will not understand. People will talk. Why are you wasting your gift? Why are you wasting your time? People would say, just like they said, that she was wasting. How can you waste on Jesus? I don't understand that. No. The disciples were talking. And you see, that's why Jesus sees our hearts. Right now, what you're murmuring in your heart, what I have going on in my mind, Jesus, hear my thoughts, you hear your thoughts. We don't need to wait for man's approval. Look for what our friends will do before we do it, what our sisters will do before we do it. We need to move according to the Holy Spirit. Yes, we can be respectful of others. But you have a choice. I have a choice. Hallelujah. Everybody is entitled to their choices, their opinions, or what they want to do. But don't be influenced by negative people. Don't even be influenced by your own thoughts. That's why sometimes we don't go further. Because we listen to everything everybody has to say instead of following what the Holy Spirit is telling us. We try to rationalize why we can't do this, why we can't do that, instead of following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do not be influenced by others. Let the Holy Spirit be your influencer. Friend, Holy Spirit, you be my influencer. You be my influencer. And sometimes when we follow him, you may be alone. It doesn't make a difference because you're never alone. God is always with you. And one of the things when you do is that don't judge others. Be slow to judge. Don't judge someone who has decided to give it all to Jesus. And don't judge someone that you underestimate. Pray for those people. Hallelujah. I pray this morning that the Lord Almighty pour an overflow of his love upon you in the name of Jesus. As you move in all that he has called you to do, keep your eyes on him. Give him your best. Father, the best part of the food. And meet everything. When you look in your father's bowl, he got everything. He has the best. If we can give our physical fathers the best part of Jesus, who created our physical fathers, give him your best. You don't have to say A to me or B to me, because Jesus knows exactly everything about each and every one of us. Sometimes people will hide, but you're not hiding from us. You're hiding from God, and God sees your heart and knows our thoughts. And here's our conversations. And many times, because our hearts are not broken, we do not follow Jesus giving him our all in all. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Help us, O God, in our walk with you. Holy Spirit, teach us how to give the best to Jesus. Holy Ghost, we turn this time over to you. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice and their family members. Father God, establish the work of their hands, those that are sick. We pray for healing. The Bible says there, because of this, some are sick. Lord, give them faith to receive the word and get and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Help their belief system in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. Oh, my God. I see some of you. I see the Lord releasing prayer shawls to some of you. I just see the line of prayer shawls. Hallelujah. And I see some names on these prayer shawls that have been released. And there is really being released from heaven. Spiritual release of prayer shawls. I see it. It just all line up. Father, we receive the mantle of prayer on the third dimension. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, our intercessor, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Walk in the power of Jesus Christ. Walk in your healing. Walk in your restoration. And just begin to praise him and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. In Jesus' name, amen.
echoes whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, so I come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. 'Cause you weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his out of this oil in my alabaster box. No one knows what you've been through. I can't forget the way life used to be, 'cause I was a prisoner to the sin that had me. Into a little treasure box I thought I found. Oh, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him Worship him. Come on and give him glory.